The state of Louisiana wants to protect its fragile marshes from this encroaching oil. They feel the best way to do it is to build massive sandbars. The federal government has now approved the first small section of that project, but Governor Bobby Jindal says the federal government is doing too little, moving too slowly. NPR's Elizabeth Shogan reports.
What the state wants is to pile up enormous amounts of sand along nearly 100 miles of its barrier islands to prevent the oil from inundating the marshes that are the nursery for the Gulf. What it got is a promise to make BP pay for a two-mile section. During his White House press conference yesterday, President Obama cited the decision as an example of how the federal government is ready to do whatever is necessary to protect the Gulf Coast.
It'll be built in an area that is most at risk and where the work can be most quickly completed.
But at another press conference on a Louisiana island where oil has been washing up for 2 weeks, a sweaty Governor Bobby Jindal seemed agitated. He stressed that the federal government already wasted 2 weeks making this decision.
We could have built nearly 10 miles of that sand boom by now already, 6 feet high.
In fact, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers did give Louisiana permission for 5 additional segments, totaling almost 40 miles. But there was a big catch. The state would have to pay. Jindal says Washington should force BP to pay for the entire project.
BP causes damage. BP should be responsible for paying to protect Louisiana. Our government doesn't need to be making excuses for BP.
Jindal says Coast Guard officials told him the first segment would be a trial and they would make BP pay for more segments if the first one works. But Jindal says it's urgent to move fast because the marshes supply the state's $2 billion a year fishing industry. Scientists and engineers share Jindal's concerns. Already, gooey oil has encircled islands where brown pelicans are sitting on their nests. A few drops of oil on an egg can be lethal. And enough oil would kill the marshes themselves and turn them into open water.
We have to be able to do what we can do to stop that from happening.
U.S. Geological Survey oceanographer Abby Salinger is an expert on Louisiana's barrier islands. He's one of the federal scientists who think there are merits to the state's plan, but also see potential risks because of the enormous scale of the project. They've been peppering the state with lots of questions, like this one.
Can you build it fast enough so it's there to capture the oil?
Tony Dalrymple doesn't think so. He's a coastal engineer from Johns Hopkins University.
I think that by the time this thing would be completed, it would be too late.
But coastal ecologist Robert Twilley says even small pieces of the project can be helpful. The state can build the sand walls first in areas where the oil is showing up and the marshes seem most vulnerable.
Remember, we don't even know how this crisis is going to play out.
Twilley is a Louisiana State University professor and a senior scientific advisor to the state. Even he is torn about the project. He worries that the sandbars are just temporary, and building them could use up the sand needed to restore the islands.
I would hate to see us waste a lot of money, move a lot of sand, and then the current just drifts it away and it doesn't do any good for the oil urgency that we have or the berm system we need for hurricane protection. That's my nightmare.
Some other scientists are questioning whether the sandbars could reduce the flow of water in and out of the wetlands. But the senior statesman of coastal engineers, Robert Dean from the University of Florida, plays down that concern.
You know, the berm is going to be such a small feature compared to the Gulf of Mexico.
Dean says if the trade-off is between temporarily changing the salinity of the marshes or letting them get inundated with oil, he'd keep the oil out. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News.